Welcome, everyone, to this episode of Active Radio KHII 88.9 FM Podcast. We really appreciate you joining us today. My name is John Hurt, and we're going to interview some of the greatest and most influential minds in our community. By sharing knowledge through our conversations, we will try to impart some information you may need about what is happening in the Tularosa Basin and across southern New Mexico. So let's get to the interviews.
Well, good morning. We are into your good-looking Monday morning already again. 37 degrees at our studio this morning. Relative humidity at 62%. Going to be a nice day today. Maybe up to around 60 plus degrees. No roadblocks at all for today on both sides of the gate. Going into White Sands Missile Range. All roads should remain open. But a reminder from the men and women in range control and your men and women in law enforcement all around the area. Please buckle up. Please drive safely. And please watch the posted speed limit. And we're saying a happy Monday morning to my dear friend from the Alamogordo Center of Commerce, Michelle Gill. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob. How are you?
I'm hunky-dory. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well. This is the first time we've had a chance to visit since the New Year.
You bet it is. And of course, you got a little bit of a break there. Not much, but a little bit of time off there during the two holidays. And that was a good thing. I'll tell you what, though, Michelle, we'll get into some notes I made here. But it seemed to me like we had a very successful Christmas shopping season this past year here in Alamogordo and Otero County.
Yes, it appears that it was a very good shop small season, and I'm excited whenever those numbers will come out. But I think that a lot of people stayed right here local and helped benefit the small businesses of Alamogordo and Otero County, and That's always something that we strive for. So we say all the time that the small businesses of our community truly are the backbone. And it's just really great to hear some of the success stories from small business owners in town.
Boy, it certainly is. We've talked to some of them as well. Now, I know that you were off there between Christmas and New Year's, like I mentioned. But yet I saw some activity going on, Michelle Gill, at the Alamogordo Center of Commerce. I did see your car there a few times working. What was that all about now?
Well, you know, sometimes when we're closed, we're not really closed.
We know that. Yeah, yeah. We're not off on weekends, but we're off supposed to be, right?
Right. You know, we also take the opportunity to, readjust and refresh ourselves. But that time that we're closed during the Christmas, that week of Christmas and New Year's, it's also a great opportunity for us to get down there and do some things that we don't normally have time to do. Some of the deep cleaning, the file purging, the, right, you know, things along those lines. And so it's always nice to have that time off and not feel the pressure. But it's also nice to have that time off and to be able to take care of things that honestly you just don't really think about throughout the year. And more than anything, you don't have time to handle throughout the year. So we all got a nice break, and it was great to come back. Shayla and I decided to go ahead and come back on Monday, so that would have been the second. And we felt like if we went ahead and did that, then it would give us a day to get caught up before the phone started ringing again and
good, yes,
and all of that. So it was a good plan. We're ready for 2023, and already this week we're off and running.
Very good. I know we've got a busy week coming up. You know, we did the same thing during the holidays. It's a good time for me between Christmas and New Year's because we get a little bit of a break, no remotes normally. Things slow down a little bit. So I was able to purge my files as well. And I finally got everything categorized, boxed up, and put away yesterday after church. I didn't get it done last week. We were too busy. But after church, I did get that done. And now my floor is clean of all those piles of paper that I had organized and ready to file away. And it feels nice. So good.
It really does. Friday was a pretty slow day at the office, and so I tackled a storage closet that we had, and, you know, there was stuff in there from banquets that had happened 7 or 8 years ago, and decorations, and I'm the worst at holding on to stuff like that. Because I think, oh, no, we'll use it again. I'll recycle this, and that theme was 5 or 6 years ago. I'll use it again. And then I just either forget that I have it or we go a completely different direction. And so I tackle the storage closet, and it really is a great feeling whenever you're able to clean out that clutter and make space for new clutter.
Exactly. Yeah, I talked to some people during the holidays there, and they were doing the same thing. That now we're really not that busy right now, so this is our time to clean up, get rid of, and whatever they needed to do with it all. And I think a lot of us did that. Well, as we step into 2023, we're looking at exciting things coming up. Chamber of Commerce, 5 at 5, Coffee and Connections and everything. And how are we doing on sponsorship for some of those programs?
Well, you know, tomorrow we have a ribbon cutting for Linda Nesgoli. She has moved down White Sands Avenue right across the street from the Alamogordo Center of Commerce. And so we'll be celebrating her new location with her tomorrow at 11:30 and going through some of the things that we went through over break. We found the original photo of Linda Goley's ribbon cutting whenever she first opened on the corner of First and White Sands. She opened her business originally back in 1999 and had her ribbon cutting in 2000. And so here she is 23 years later in business in a new location, and we're excited to celebrate that with her tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Also tomorrow we have the Business Impact Government Relations meeting at 9 o'clock. All of that information will be in the newsletter that Shayella will get out today, and you can visit us for that meeting either in person at the Alamogordo Center of Commerce, or if you still need to join via Zoom, you are welcome to do that as well. And again, that Zoom link will be in the newsletter that will go out later today. And then we're very excited on Friday the 13th. We are back out at Rocket City Family Fun Center for our Coffee and Connections. And we were there pre-COVID, and it's a great venue to have this networking meeting. We're back in one of their event rooms. So make sure you join us, please, on Friday the 13th at 8 a.m. Breakfast will be included, and make sure that you come out and join us. Network with great members of the business community, and we're excited to be back out there. That's a big win for us doing that again here, as I mentioned, in the post-COVID era. We do have several spaces available still for Coffee and Connections. The Coffee and Connections are sponsored by a Center of Commerce business member. This month, our business is New Mexico State University, and a big thank you to them. They will be discussing all of the great things that they have coming up in the spring session, and financial aid, some changes to certificate programs. It's really going to be a great time. So a big thank you to New Mexico State University. And if your business is a center of commerce business and is interested in hosting a Coffee and Connections, please reach out to Shayella and I at the Center of Commerce, and we'll be happy to get you plugged in. In the past, whenever we were at Patrons Hall, there was no charge for this Coffee and Connections because there was no food. And because we're lucky enough to be back out at Rocket City Family Fun Center, we are serving breakfast again, and that is all that the sponsorship fee covers. It really just covers the cost of food and the cost of the facility. So if you're interested in that, please swing by, give us a call, email us. I'm sure Shayla will have some stuff in the newsletter today regarding the openings that we have for Coffee and Connections. But we're very excited to be partnering up again with Rocket City Family Fun Center.
Yeah, they're a good business to have here in Alamogordo. Great place to go and have some fun and eat and all those other kinds of things as well. Michelle, as we look ahead to 2023, if there's a business person out there listening this morning that maybe they're not an Alamogordo Center of Commerce member, maybe they haven't really touched bases with the Alamogordo Center of Commerce, but yet they know the good that the Center of Commerce does here for our business community, how can they become involved?
Absolutely. We just really encourage people to swing by again and visit with us. We have a very open door policy at the Alamogordo Center of Commerce. Not only myself, but GB, Shayella, we're all always available for any questions, comments, concerns even. Also, the information for membership is on our website at alamogordo.com, and there is a tab across the top of the page. You can just go to that tab. It will bring down a pull down, and there's a join tab there that you can join. You can do all of it right there online. We get notification of a new member, and then of course the fun begins. We start reaching out and getting you plugged into the Chamber Master database, which is really a great tool to use. As a Center of Commerce member, you have the ability to list job postings, to speak, you know, with other Center of Commerce members through the database, job postings, specials that your business may be having, just a plethora of different things. The ability to access all of the marketing, networking, and, you know, just one-on-one benefits that the Center of Commerce offers. And we always like to say that it's a minimal investment for maximum exposure. A small business with someone up to four employees can join for $240, and that covers the entire year. So there really is no better time to become a chamber member than right here in the month of January. Get started now. You'll have a whole year of benefits, and then you'll rejoin in January of 2024. So as I mentioned, come down and see us. We do have some individual memberships available for people that who may just want to be more involved with the community. And we welcome those memberships. Someone who, you know, maybe a retired business owner or just new to the community, or, you know, a longtime resident that is ready to get a little bit more involved. That individual chamber membership, Center of Commerce membership is available to the individual at $70. And so that also includes the entire year. Of course, you're not receiving any of the business benefits. You're receiving a lot of the benefits that come is in the way of information, events, volunteer opportunities, things along those lines.
Yeah, I think one of the bigger benefits of that as well, and some business people, like myself, we've read about it, we've heard about it, and then it kind of slips out of our mind sometime, is being a Center of Commerce member in our weekly, the week ahead newsletter, put together by Shayella there, with your help and GB's help, I'm sure. But anyway, if they're a business member, they can do a flyer within the week ahead as well.
Absolutely. And we really encourage that. We have a little bit of information about that coming out in this month's water bill, as a matter of fact. Shayella just would really like to have those flyers in her email by Friday afternoon. That way, whenever she starts working on that newsletter Monday morning, she's already got that stuff organized and ready to go. But if you are a business and you are a Center of Commerce member, anything that you have coming up, whether it be, you know, anything, a food drive, a special with room rates, an event, a church, yard sale, anything along those lines, please get to her and we'll make sure that we help everybody know about them. And that newsletter comes out, as you mentioned, Bob, every Monday.
You know, that I know that the hiring process here in the Alamogordo area seems to be getting a little bit better. More businesses are finding the help finally they need. But in that weekly newsletter, the week ahead, there are all kinds of job postings in there. I mean, the city, the county, the sheriff's office, city police, the list goes on and on and on.
Yes, I'm always very taken back whenever we get those job postings in and loaded. And, you know, we had to adjust our settings multiple times and we didn't realize that there was, you know, that was something that we needed to do, but we would have some of our members call and say, you know, I submitted this job posting and I didn't see it. And Shayella and I started digging, you know, for the problem. And we had our limit set at 30, I think it was, 30 jobs that could be put in the newsletter at one time. And we had to get in there and find out how to adjust it so that it more jobs would be visible. And there is still plenty of work here in Alamogordo area. Bob, you mentioned several of the, city government, county government, the police, the sheriff's office, but there's multiple jobs available in the hospitality and tourism industry. You know, I just approved some jobs on Friday for Home to Suites. They're looking for a hospitality continental breakfast attendant. They're looking for some front desk assistants. Rocket City Family Fun Center is looking to add some more servers to their team. I know that many of the restaurants in town still need servers, and a lot of the hotels are still looking for housekeeping, and just so many different jobs are available right now in the restaurants and hotel industry, as well within the city and county government.
Michelle Gill, I know there it's either coming up or was just held. There's going to be or was a meeting between the developers of the apartment complex scheduled for Moonglow there on the south side of town here in Alamogordo. I think the meeting was going to be with G.B. Oliver, with the city of Alamogordo, and with the developers of that property and everything on the rooms, the apartment complex. Did that meeting occur or is it coming up?
No, it did, and it was a very productive meeting. We met with, as you mentioned, GB pulled together the city officials, the Brian Caesar, Mayor Payne, the city, the county attorney, the county assessor, the Commissioner Marquardt, the developer from El Paso, and an attorney representing the developer. And that was a very, very productive meeting. And I think that it shed a lot of light on some of the issues that have happened with the lack of development here. And again, the majority of that just comes back to the fact that the last time there was an apartment complex built in Alamogordo or Otero County, that is comparable to what the developer wants to bring in, was, I think, approximately 23 years ago. And so the attorney for the developer, the city, the county, the Center of Commerce all came together and did some brainstorming on how to remedy that situation. And I'm confident that they came up with some ideas that are going to work and work very well. And as we all know, that property has been closed on. And I do believe that probably March or April, they'll start doing some of the land work. And it's going to be a beautiful facility, 156 apartment units. It will be a gated community, swimming pool, volleyball court, barbecue areas, a playground for the kiddos that live there. It's just going to be a really nice development, and we're very excited to have been a part of that.
Yeah, it's been a long time in the coming, hasn't it?
Yes, yes. This is a project that GB has been working on for, I was going to say a year and a half, but I would guess it's probably closer to 2 years now. And it's a difficult whenever you don't have the comparable development to get a developer to come in and really take the chance on. I mean, this is going to be a $20 million apartment complex, and that is something that I know I can't wrap my arms around. And so it's going to be very important to the community. And our hope, of course, is that once this one gets built, that some others will follow, and we'll be able to avoid some of the difficulties that we've had getting this one going.
Yeah, I think the last development, part of that was over on First Street. If I'm not mistaken, wasn't it Las Ventanas?
Yes, yes. That's what the research shows. There has been some others come up, but they can't be used as comps because they are maybe like a 55 and over, or they have some income restrictions, things along those lines. And so the last, multifamily residential apartment complex that Alamogordo saw was Las Ventanas, and that was approximately 23 years ago. So, yeah.
I know one big thing coming up, and this is kind of, maybe it's outside of the realm of the Alamogordo Center of Commerce, but yet the Alamogordo Center of Commerce has been a very important part of this, is the Holloman Elementary School ribbon cutting coming up a week from tomorrow on January the 17th at 5:30 p.m., and there's a lot of excitement about this state-of-the-art educational facility for Holloman Air Force Base and the Alamogordo Public School System.
Absolutely, and it was much needed. And again, that was something that the Center of Commerce was very involved with. Lance Grace, D.B. Oliver, the list just goes on and on and on. This project was something that that they really embraced. And, the former superintendent, Jerry Perry, was very, very instrumental in getting this off the ground and getting it completed. And I'm so excited for those kids out there at Holloman to have such a wonderful facility to learn in. And it really is the state of the art, as you mentioned. So a big thank you to the past administration, as well as the current administration, and all of the community of Holloman that did such amazing work, working hand in hand with Alamogordo Public Schools and the community to get that built. And again, there's more coming, and sometimes that's what it takes, is for one of them to come up, and then more development will follow. So again, as you mentioned, that is on the 17th, and I do believe that the administration offices have changed their board meeting around a little bit to accommodate that grand opening. So if you have intentions on going to the school board meeting, if that's something that you do, just make sure that you touch base with them, because I do believe that they changed the date of the school board meeting.
Boy, all that sounds good. Michelle, quickly, if we can, let's take a look at 2023 from our Center of Commerce. What is our business forecast for this year?
Well, I pulled some numbers, and I believe that we added 56 new Center of Commerce members in the 2022 calendar year, not our fiscal year, but our calendar year. And, anytime there's numbers thrown out there with me, it's always my goal to make it better. So I would like to continue to see the membership increase. Excuse me. I would like to continue to see that membership increase. And we'll be talking about board elections that will be happening in April, and business meetings that will be coming up. And we're very excited for 2023.
We're looking forward to it as well, Michelle. Any other comments this morning?
No, Bob, as always, thank you and your staff and your station for giving us this platform to let the community know about all the great things happening.
We are looking forward to year 2023, and we're going to be right there with you side by side.
That sounds great. Thanks so much, Bob.
We are Active Radio, 88.9 FM, KHII Cloudcroft, 100.5 FM Alamogordo, and 102.3 KEDU Ruidoso.